evenings at Dunham Fritz Chiropractic.
Dunham Fritz Chiropractic.
:34 with Kyle Martin, News Talk 1230 KFJB. Dr. Ashley Lottie Hoff is in studio from VCA Animal Clinic, the vet.
I just had to do the Heimlich maneuver on you.
Holy smokes. here's a little word to the wise. Stay away from gobstoppers.
Or just don't inhale them.
My goodness. It's a good thing. I know she's not a people doctor,
it's
but
true.
She still was able to somehow dislodge this from my larynx.
Ooh, look at you busting out big words today.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, it is a somewhat of a medical show here.
You're right.
And we, of course, want audience participation. Ask Animal Clinic the Vet at gmail.com. You can email the doctor. You can call the clinic. You can fill out a little registration type form there on the counter.
Yeah.
Drop it in the little box there. You can Facebook them. You can call them. All kinds of stuff.
Good stuff.
We're going to talk about fleas.
We are
today is what I was told.
Are you excited? Who doesn't love talking about fleas?
Beyond excited.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah,
you're emanating excitement.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you.
Yep.
Can cats get fleas?
Absolutely.
Casey, I only think of dogs.
Yep. Right, and I think that's honestly a common misconception. My cat never goes outside, but my dog does, so I only need to treat my dog, right? Well, then your dog brings fleas in, and they jump off the dog and onto the cat, and they can live the happy, healthy life on the cat, but not on the dog because the dog has flea prevention. So you could have a serious infestation in your house, but your dog could be fine, but your cat could be miserable. So, yes.
Okay. I had no idea.
All pets in the household should be treated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what?
Does it seem kind of silly that we're talking about fleas when it's like December weather outside?
I'm thinking not, because they probably can live a long time.
They are hardy little things. If you've ever tried to smash them, you can see that they're virtually indestructible, right? They're very flexible and they jump like crazy and they're very fast and they are hard to kill. So the reason that we're talking about them right now when there's snow and ice on the ground is because we are still seeing a lot of flea problems. Now, question time for you. Is George on a flea preventative?
I do believe he is.
Are you still giving it through the winter?
Sure. I have no idea.
You should.
Okay.
I thought you were George's person.
We imprinted on each other a long time ago, and I am his person, but I'm not sure that I'm the one to talk to about medicine. Application. That is my wife.
Yes. Well, you should go home and tell her that you need to keep George on flea prevention all winter because they are very hardy. So last winter was very bad. Remember the blizzarding and the snowing and it was cold all the time, right? So
pretty much describing every winter in Iowa.
No, the winter before that was not as bad. So last winter, we did not have as many flea problems, but we still had plenty of pets coming in with fleas. Think of your house. You live in your house, right? You don't wear coats and hats and gloves inside. Your house is fairly well temperature controlled. So a flea can live in the household year round. No problems. It's fine. It has to be below freezing several days in a row for a flea to get too cold where it kind of goes into dormancy and then dies, right? So the winter before that, they did a study that showed there was not enough days in a row below freezing to kill off all the fleas and ticks, that they could have gone into a dormancy stage, and then as soon as that sun came out, they could come back out. So you think of Iowa winters as being frigid and harsh, but it was only a couple years ago where it wasn't that bad. So when I first started, I graduated in 2009 from vet school. We were recommending flea, tick, and heartworm prevention 10 months out of the year. We said, in our geographical location, you can skip January and February and it's probably okay. We are no longer saying that. We are now saying 12 months all the time, every month, all year round. They need to be on flea, tick, and heartworm prevention.
And the prevention is...
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
You're jumping the gun.
Sorry about
that. Yeah. Do you remember how heartworms are transmitted?
Oh, boy.
It's a mosquito. That was my mosquito noise.
What was that?
Mosquitoes. So you don't think of mosquitoes in the winter, correct? But we still want you to keep them on heartworm prevention as well, because it also does intestinal parasites. We do have several options for heartworm prevention. There's a chewable tablet that you give once a month. Or we have, we've talked about this, ProHeart, which is an injection that you give either every 6 months if you choose to do ProHeart 6, or once a year. We now have ProHeart 12. Very exciting stuff. One injection, you're good for heartworm prevention year-round.
Okay.
Pretty exciting, right?
I'm jubilant. I'm very excited. I'm jumping like a flea. Yep. Hey, stay tuned. We're going to be back with more. We've got more Ask the Vet Show coming up with Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff.
Hi, this is Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff with VCA Animal Hospital The Vet. We know your pet is an important member of your family, which is why our experienced veterinarians and friendly staff are dedicated to keeping your pets healthy and happy. Come visit us at 507 West High Street in Marshalltown and try us out with a free first exam for all new clients. Whether it's preventing illnesses with exams, vaccinations, and dental care, or providing specialized diagnostics, treatments, therapy laser, and acupuncture, we're here for you. We welcome the opportunity to meet you and your pets, so please visit our website at vcaanimalhospital-thevet.com or call us at 641-753-5486. That's 641-753-5486 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back. It is the Ask the Vet Show. Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff from VCA Animal Hospital, The Vet.
Talking about fleas.
We're talking about the fleas.
So exciting. So they're in your house, right? They're in the environment. The only way to really control them is to understand the flea life cycle. So there are four stages to the flea life cycle. This sounds like a good time for a quiz.
Yes! Excited!
What are the four stages of the flea life cycle?
You're born.
Which is?
Pubis.
An egg.
Okay. And then you're an embryo?
No. Egg, larva.
Larva.
Pupa.
Pupa! I was looking for that word.
Adult. You were a little bit close.
So far away, though.
You got like a D minus.
I do. Still eligible to play sports, right, though, with that D- average.
So do you think have you seen a flea? They're quite small.
They are very tiny. Yeah. Yes,
and they're very fast. Do you think that we could see a flea egg?
No.
You can. They're actually white and half a millimeter in length. And if you have a bad flea infestation, if your pet lays on a dark colored towel or blanket, mm-hmm, and then kind of shakes a little and then gets up, mm-hmm, it will look like dandruff, but it's flea eggs.
Really?
And that's if it's really bad. But yes, you can absolutely see flea eggs. They are white. They are small, but you can absolutely see them. They usually lay eggs, fleas do, after eating. So I don't know if you realize this, but fleas are actually blood-sucking parasites.
I knew that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So they will kind of have a blood meal from your pet and then lay a bunch of eggs. They are initially laid on your pet's skin and then they fall into the environment where they continue their life cycle. So they don't stay, they're not sticky. You think of lice. Lice have the sticky eggs, right, that they kind of like implant on your hair. These eggs are not sticky. They will fall into the environment. That's why it's so important to treat your household if your pets have a flea problem, because the egg is laying on your carpet or in between the cracks of your wood floor. You think, oh, I don't have carpet, it's fine. Well, they can develop in those kind of seams or cracks in between the wood planks on the floor. They will hatch in as little as 14 to 28 days, depending on the temperature. So the higher the temp and the humidity, the more rapid that they will hatch. And then they come out as a larva. Larvae are a little bit harder to see. They're very small, and they kind of are almost, like, they're almost clear. You can't, you know, they're harder to see than an egg or the actual flea itself. They like to hang out where it's shaded. So this is why it's important that if you have a problem, you need to treat underneath things, like under the furniture. So oftentimes we'll say, oh, well, I'm going to bring my pets in and I'm going to bug bomb the house. So you think of those sprays that go up and then fall down, correct? Kind of go the mist goes up and then gravity makes it. Well, you're not getting anything underneath surfaces. So under the bed, under the couch, under the chairs. So we actually sell an environmental spray that works wonderfully. And you can actually target those areas underneath things as well without having to bug bomb the whole house. Okay. So a lot of vacuuming. So move the furniture, vacuum. If you have non-carpeted floors, mop under all those areas. But they go from a larva to a pupa. That's when it can be really hard to, they're essentially impossible to kill at the pupa stage. And they can be in this little cocoon for up to 9 months. But then they come out as an adult. And unlike the larva, the adult is attracted to light. So that's when your pet walks by and kind of creates a little light and they'll jump onto your pet and start feeding. And they will jump on you. They will definitely, you can get flea bites. They can live on a person.
Mm-hmm.
They like to, anything that's warm, yeah. Any type of mammal.
I've seen folks that have had flea bites before.
I have definitely had flea bites from work, yeah.
And they're like, what is going on? What is this? Why do I have these on my arm?
Yeah.
And they're and itchy. They're
super itchy.
Yeah.
It's no good. Okay. So I think of how much they are itchy to me, and I've just will get a couple at a time from holding a kitten that I didn't realize had a flea or you know, dealing with a dog that might have had fleas. You think of those poor pets that have hundreds of fleas on them, and they're biting so many times a day. They're super itchy.
Yeah. You know, your dog will just scratch itself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
So apart from just being irritating pests, are fleas actually harmful?
I'm going to say no.
You're wrong.
Gosh, what is going on?
Your D-minus is going to go down to an F.
I was so good last week.
You really were on top of your
game. I had like a strong C-plus average last week.
No, I think it was higher.
Really?
Last week, it was really good.
This week, I don't think I've answered one question correctly.
That's right. You had pupa.
Not even really, though. I think that was a made-up word.
So fleas are blood-sucking parasites. You have a small, young animal or even a geriatric old animal that maybe isn't quite as healthy that is loaded with fleas. What is the primary thing we worry about?
Anemia.
Yes. You're coming back up. Way to go. They will suck enough blood feeding on your pet that your pet can become anemic. Particularly bad in very young neonate animals. It's important that if your pet is pregnant, you got to get them treated, make sure that there's no fleas in your environment. Your pet can absolutely die from anemia secondary to a severe flea infestation. So what we do is we will run a flea comb through your pet, and oftentimes we'll find live fleas, but if not, we'll find what's called flea dirt. It's called dirt because it looks like dirt.
But it's poop.
It's flea poop. Look at you.
Yeah.
But what happens when that flea dirt gets wet?
It probably stinks like poop.
No, it turns red. It's just...
Are you serious?
It's just blood. They are blood. They eat blood, right? Their meal is blood from your pet. So their stool is red. So in a pet that has a really bad infestation, you go to wash them off and the water will be reddish pink. And you think that's my pet's blood that the fleas have taken from them.
It's not.
It is. It absolutely is. Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to get that treated. It's very important.
Okay.
So they are damaging. They can cause anemia. They also can give your pets tapeworms. So tapeworms have to go through an intermediate host. An animal can't if you're you have two pets, okay? Let's just pretend. You have George and Frank. George has tapeworms, he passes a stool, and your new dog Frank eats his poo. Can Frank get tapeworms from George?
Yes.
No. It has to. I just told you.
Why do you folks, ask me questions? I think
sometimes he doesn't listen. I think everybody out there listening probably got that question right. And you're sitting 5 feet away and did not. I just said tapeworms have to go through an intermediate host.
I thought that the host would be in the
poo. Yeah, no.
Okay.
A host is like a living thing.
This was a trick question.
No, not really. Your poo is not a host. It's just poo.
We need to take a commercial break now. You are listening to the Ask the Vet Show with Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff. We will regain our composure and be back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff with VCA Animal Hospital The Vet. We know your pet is an important member of your family, which is why our experienced veterinarians and friendly staff are dedicated to keeping your pets healthy and happy. Come visit us at 507 West High Street in Marshalltown and try us out with a free first exam for all new clients. Whether it's preventing illnesses with exams, vaccinations, and dental care, or providing specialized diagnostics, treatments, therapy laser, and acupuncture, we're here for you. We welcome the opportunity to meet you and your pets, so please visit our website at vcaanimalhospital-thevet.com or call us at 641-753-5486. That's 641-753-5486 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back. It is our Ask the Vet Show. Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff is here from VCA Animal Hospital, The Vet. And I'm still hung up on Frank.
Your new pet, Frank. George and Frank.
They sound like a couple of old bank robbers. They do. George and Frank knocked over a liquor store last night.
Do you think they would both have an accent?
No, because George definitely has a British accent. Cockney.
So
I would
what
say.
Would Frank just be like, thug? Like,
it would be very Chicago.
So we just discovered, you just discovered, everybody else already knew, that the tapeworm has to go through an intermediate host, which is often the flea. So a flea will get the tapeworm through your pet, and then it will develop in their gut. And then what happens? How does that get to another pet? Does it go through the bite? Does it go through the blood? It's a trick question. The answer is no. It does not.
I'm not answering anymore.
What does George do if something itches and he can't scratch it?
He rolls around on the floor a lot if he's got like an itch on his face or something.
What about on his back leg?
What do you mean? He will raise his back leg and try to scratch.
What if his back leg is itchy? He can't scratch
it. He bites it.
Bingo. So if you have a flea on a back leg and it's itchy, your pet's going to bite it. They're going to ingest the flea, and then the tapeworm develops in their GI tract. That's how you get a tapeworm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can also get them by eating a different type of host that could potentially have tapeworms, like a mouse or a bug, a different kind of bug. But the most common way that we see it transmitted is through fleas. So that's another example of how fleas are more than just an irritation. They can cause anemia. They can give your pet tapeworms. They can also transmit diseases. Have you ever heard of cat scratch disease?
I'm not even going to say anything.
It's caused by Bartonella, and that is also transmitted through fleas.
Okay.
Yeah. So not just an irritation. It's super important that we keep on top of a bad flea infestation. Another thing that is most common by far is flea allergy dermatitis. So one or two fleas can wreak havoc on a pet that has an allergy to flea saliva. Everywhere they bite, they have an intense hypersensitivity reaction, so much so that they're ripping out their own hair and creating ulcers and skin infections, and they're miserable.
Okay, well,
this is an intense show.
I've done very poorly, and we ought to have, you know, if you decide that you want to continue with this show, there should be a clause in there.
Nope.
Let's not ask Kyle any questions.
That, what fun would that be?
Because
I will cross that part out.
I have done extremely poorly lately, and it'll just be something very common that I should know.
That's okay.
But
it's fun to razz you.
I know.
That's why people listen.
Yeah. Okay. So,
how do you treat your flea problem?
Exactly what I was going to say. Ah. They got the collars, the flea collars, which you don't like. Did you hear that? Were you guys listening at home? That was a very audible sigh.
Yes. There is one flea collar that I do endorse or like. We actually sell it. It's called Seresto Collar. But it actually has medication impregnated into the collar. It has to be fairly tight so that it has contact with your pet's skin. And the medication is absorbed through the skin over the course. It lasts up to 8 months. So it's different. It's prescription needed. Mm-hmm. You have to get it through a prescription. Definitely different than the over-the-counter collars that are made to repel fleas, which just means they're kind of smelly. They don't really do much.
Okay, so my wife gets the, it's some kind of a drop or something.
Yeah, a topical.
Yeah.
Yep, so there's the Seresto collar, or there's two other categories, chewable or topicals. We've talked about this briefly in the past, but if your pet has any history of seizure activity, you cannot give the chewables. So even if they just had one seizure once and were totally fine afterwards and have not had any since, we are always going to recommend a topical instead of the chewable. They have done a lot of research that shows the chewable flea prevention can actually lower the seizure threshold for about 24 to 36 hours, so we can see breakthrough seizures the day that it's given. But if your pet has no history of seizure activity, it is a fantastic product. They just eat a treat, and they're good for a month for flea and tick prevention. My dog has seizures, so I cannot use the chewable. We have to do a topical, which sounds like what you use for George. There's a ton of topical and chewable options. A ton. I mean, just hundreds. So it's important to just talk to your vet about the best options, the best products available. You really have to be careful, especially with cats. There are a lot of flea products that are made for dogs that are toxic to cats and can cause seizures, comatose, I mean, intense neurological reactions, and even death when applied to a cat. There are even some over-the-counter products that are labeled for use in cats that are some cats will react to that are not very safe. So those are the kind of questions that you need to ask. Or bring a label or bring a picture and be like, hey, is this safe for my pet? If not, what should I use? There's just a lot of options. It's easy even for us in the veterinary field to get overwhelmed. So what we want is your pet to be safe and your house to be flea free, because nobody wants fleas.
Yeah. Okay. We want to mention here at the end, we've got a little less than a minute, that Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff did indeed wear a different colored scrub.
I did.
Today.
Living on the edge.
Totally to see if I would notice.
You'd instantly notice. I'm very proud of you.
Instantly notice.
It's purple.
She's wearing purple today and apparently has always had black or gray.
Gray.
Which I was not noticing.
Yeah. It's all right.
But I appreciate you dressing up for the show, Doc.
It's pretty exciting.
It's very, very exciting. Yeah. Anyway, we want you to email askanimalclinicthevet@gmail.com. If you have something you want to talk to Dr. Ashley Lottiehoff about, she'll be back next Wednesday right here in studio. Okay? Hey, that's our show.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, you have a great day as well.
Listen closely.